Hey, it's Jules.
And Jim.
And welcome to another episode of Trans in the South. I want to get serious for a moment. This is Trans in the South podcast. And it's not exclusively, of course, about being transgender in the South. But at this point in history, there's an elephant in the room. And I don't think we intended to make this initially a political podcast. Would you agree?
No,
with that?
Not at all. This is personal stories. And I mean, really, it's going to continue to be personal stories. That's our focus.
That's our focus. I think anybody who's listened to the whole series knows without much question, generally speaking, what our political feelings are, or at least what our political bent is. But we want to recognize, I think, that there are considerable challenges being raised for gender nonconforming people all over the country, of course, but focused primarily in the South. And this is Jules. I, for one, want to encourage everyone who is concerned about this to get one step or two steps or three steps more involved if you feel comfortable in doing that. I think bombing the nearest whatever is a bad idea, but
we do not condone violence on this podcast.
We don't condone violence on this podcast, and we don't condone violence off this podcast.
No, we're both vegetarians.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I have close relatives who work in Congress. And I can tell you that mail to members of Congress, senators and House members, of whom you are a constituent, is never wasted. Whatever, however right wing you or whatever you think your representative is, your messages are not ignored. Whether you want to take that step or some other step, I think we would just like to encourage you to do this because our trans siblings are in trouble.
Especially the kids.
Especially the more vulnerable ones among us and including especially, yeah, people under 18 or in one state, people 18 and under. I just don't shy away from this if you feel any urge at all to take that next step or even two steps more because we're all in trouble. And if you're not personally endangered by this one, the next step is going to be worse. And the next step may endanger you. And if not you, people you love. I think we just wanted to encourage everyone to take a step if you feel so inclined.
Yeah. And I mean, there are, I think, two really important things for folks like us to do. And the first thing is to educate other people. For instance, I will often post trans content on my Instagram stories and people have written me back and said like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this. Or I just learned so much. I just didn't realize like people don't know that trans kids are not having, you know, genital surgery and they're not, you know, like stuff like that isn't performed on minors and they don't really know about puberty blockers and the effects of hormones and like people just don't know this stuff. So try to educate the folks in your life, your family, your friends, talk to them about these topics so they vote more informed. And the second thing I just like Jules said was to write your representatives, call them. I use ResistBot, which is a free text message service that allows you to text an email or letter to your representative's state or Congress. It's easy. It's free. You can do it from your phone. Anytime there's an issue, I'm always on there tapping out a little message saying, hey, could you pass some common sense gun control? Or hey, could you please make sure that my girlfriend can use the bathroom or whatever? Or you could please put a non-binary marker on our driver's licenses, that sort of thing. It's a very easy thing to do. And as Jules said, it doesn't go unnoticed by your representatives. You pay their salary, so make sure they work for you.
Another thing you can do.
Vote.
Vote. Yeah, that goes without saying.
Do it. no matter how red of a state you were in, Georgia used to be a red, red state. And then it's turning more and more purple. So, you know, one vote at a time. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's absolutely true. I mean, voting, but also if you have the courage to do so, be a little bit more out. I can't tell you the number of people I've encountered for whom I have been the first transgender experience. And the more people I meet, and I'm talking about workers who come to our home or people who you would expect to see wearing, shall we say, hats or other articles of apparel telling you that they're not on your side. Once they
Our neighbors, for instance.
Once they understand that trans people are human beings, it may change their trajectory just a little bit. And the more experiences they have realizing that transgender people are not, you know, trans women, for example, are not big hulking men with beards trying to force their way into the kids' restroom or something, but they're just normal human beings. The more they understand that, the less fear they're going to experience. And that will result in benefit to all of us, I think. I feel sometimes when I go out as though it's my job to just be a normal person and to show them. I mean, I've made no secret of the fact that I don't expect to pass. We had a whole
our last episode,
I was on this, but it's a benefit in a way. Look, this woman is obviously a trans woman, but in no other way is she different from me. And I'm going to lose a little bit of my fear of trans people. And so that's just one other possible way in which you can, I hope, make things easier for us. I wonder how many of the people who have voted for these laws have ever
knowingly
had contact with a trans person.
So what ways can we be more out? Let's strategize a little bit. I know I like to wear my they, them pin a lot.
Okay.
I feel like that's like a public service, like going to the grocery store or whatever. Being at our booth at the farmer's market, I like to wear my they, them pin so that people are like, oh, that's a person who has weird pronouns. You know, right. Oh, that's what that sort of person is like.
Right.
They see that I'm just like, I mean, I'm a little weird, but it has nothing to do with me being non-binary.
I don't have a comment on that.
Are you pleading the fifth?
I think you're a delightful person.
I know. I'm delightfully weird or weirdly delightful. So how else can we be out?
Well, I mean, for me, it's just as we kind of hinted in the last episode. Sometimes we feel as though our choice is to either hide or pass.
Right.
Like those are the two choices. And I have chosen a middle road, which is to do neither of those things. I haven't chosen not to pass, but I have chosen not to try to pass.
I think we need to define pass here as pass as female, even as though cis. I am trans, not pass as a cis woman.
Yeah. I let it be clearly known that I'm a woman and I expect everybody to see me in that light. But I also, I don't want to hide under the bed. And I don't want to say, well, since I don't pass as cis, I'm going to think less of myself.
Right.
And I don't.
Like, you definitely pass as female. I mean, everybody who sees you calls you man.
Everybody. People with MAGA hats still call me man.
Yeah, because you have boobs and a purse and long hair.
And jewelry.
And jewelry.
And confidence.
Yes.
Now
you do.
Let me, in case we haven't talked about this before, let me tell those people who have less confidence that they want that confidence in this area, like in so many areas, is an incremental thing.
And sometimes you got to fake it till you make it.
And sometimes you do. I started out being afraid to pump gas while wearing stud earrings in my ears, thinking that I was going to be shot. And I started out just doing that. And then, you know, I got more and more brave with each step. And now here I am, you know, going up to the store every day.
Without makeup on.
Without makeup on or with makeup on or...
Wearing your jeans.
Wearing my jeans. And showing people, you know, screw you. Not meaning that in a bad way, but saying I'm unapologetic. I'm a person and I'm going to give you every opportunity I can. I think people want to think they're open-minded. I think the most closed-minded people want to think they're open-minded. Mm-hmm. And so I give them a chance to feel that way. And I've given a lot. We went in, we're having some work done. And I went into a workshop.
In our house, not to our bodies right now.
Right. Sorry. In our house. And I had to go to a showroom. And these are people who, at least demographically, were not people you would expect to be on our side. And I got ma'ams from both of them. They were in construction. I mean, they were in the office. But I had no expectations. And I went in and I just said, you know, this is who I am. And they responded to that. And I got ma'ams from both of them. I got kind of a, when the second person walked in, there was a little bit of a double take, as there was in the car place when I had my car repaired. But I never had anybody call me anything except ma'am.
Or be anything but polite to you.
Or be anything but polite to me.
That says a lot for society.
It does. And I don't, you know, confidence takes time. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying work for that confidence and it will make you a better ambassador for getting these laws overturned.
And if you are an ally, you're not a trans person, you're listening, but you're an ally, things that you can do to help folks is A, call out transphobia when you see it, obviously. In fact, I was playing a game today and I decided to use the voice changer. You can change your voice to make it lower or higher. So I changed it to make it lower. My character avatar is still female presenting. And somebody immediately was like, trans, you're trans. And I was like, what about it? And then somebody else was like, dude, it's totally okay for them to be trans. And I was like, yes, go society. Like, immediately someone got called out for mocking the fact that they thought I was a trans woman. I'm trans, but not that way. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, so you can call out people when they're being terrible and say, that's not cool. Please don't do that. And you can introduce yourself with your pronouns when you say, hey, I'm so-and-so and I use she, her pronouns or whatever. Yeah. You can put them in your email address. You can put them in your Instagram bio. Just normalize finding out what other people's pronouns are. That makes it so much easier for the rest of us who have pronouns that are less obvious to the naked eye.
You know, in that regard, I don't think it comes to a surprise to any, as a surprise to anybody in this audience, but the most racist people in this country will start a sentence out as, I'm not racist, but...
Or don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah. Which is a signal.
They know.
No, it's to me, it's a signal that they know racism is not acceptable.
Right.
And that is something else that allies and trans people both can do, is help our country understand that transphobia is not acceptable.
Yeah, we're not the butt of jokes like we used to be back in the 90s.
Right.
That's not funny anymore.
So I don't know. There's a long list of things we can all do. And some of them take greater effort and some of them take less effort. But it just seems to me that this is a time when we are being assailed. And if it's not you or it's not me today, it could be soon. And we've seen that in the draft release of the last Supreme Court opinion that was leaked a few weeks ago.
The abortion one?
Yes, the Roe v. Wade decision, which...
Yeah, we're all bracing for that to happen.
We're bracing for that to happen, but that could indicate all kinds of bad things. And all I'm saying is, if we all do our part to make transness a more generally accepted thing. If they're things you can do every single day. And we're encouraging that. That's all.
It can feel really hard and helpless to watch these things happen and feel like there's just not a fucking thing you can do. And like the people in charge don't care. And everybody is against you and trying to take your rights away. And it's just really exhausting and hard. And just like climate change, you know, like there's not any one big thing that most of us can do, but we can all do small things to help sort of change the tide of society. And I think in that way, we can help.
One other thing is we have recently gotten 3 emails from listeners, and we find it encouraging because so as encouraging. We told one of the people in response, it's always hard to know the depth of our listenership, the range of our listenership.
We get statistics, but not every podcast service gives us statistics. So we only really get them from one small provider, and neither of them is Apple or Spotify. So we really just don't know how many of you there are.
Anyway, so we appreciate the encouragement.
We so do.
It encourages us to continue with this.
Every time we get an email, we go, ah, we got an email.
We do. And we respond to every single one of them.
And we read them aloud. It's amazing.
We have so far. We have not failed to respond to a single email. And not with a thank you, goodbye, but a real thoughtful response, I think. And so it's just our way of saying we appreciate our listeners.
We really do. And this is one of those annoying things that podcasters say, but I'm going to say it. If you could please just hit the rating button and give us a rating, that would help us move up in the charts. You don't even have to write a review, although if you feel led to, it would make us really, really happy. But if you just give us a little whatever star you think we deserve, take that 2 seconds. It would help us reach more people, and we really appreciate that. Anything else to say?
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, thanks, y'all. We will talk to you next time. And hey, if you are from the South and you're trans and you'd like to share your story, if you'd like to be considered to be on our podcast, please write us an email. We're looking to do more interviews. Or if you have an idea of someone who you think would make a great interview, and particularly if you have like a way to contact them that's better than like messaging them on Instagram or contacting their publicist or agent or whatever. If you've got an in on someone awesome who fits our Trans in the South, what's it called?
Profile.
Who fits our Trans in the South profile, please let us know. Send us an email, transinthesouthpod@gmail.com. All right, so that's all we have to say.
That's it. And thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.